In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. You know, I'm someone who has a deep love for Jesus Christ. Jesus is somebody for whom I would like to say I patterned my life, or at least try in the smallest way. But I have to admit, Jesus was not very original. Almost everything Jesus said, almost all of his teachings, were just rehashing the Torah and the scriptures that were around. I mean, perhaps one of the most well-known lines, or most important lines at least, that Jesus talked about was Matthew 22, 37 through 39. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Those two lines, the first line comes from Deuteronomy 6, 5, and the second line comes from Leviticus 19, 18. Jesus just put them together and restated them. Other things Jesus said, for instance, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do to you. That line exists in almost every faith tradition known to humanity. It exists from Buddhism to Native American spirituality and Islam, and of course in our own faith. And it existed in Judaism before Jesus ever said it. Even other concepts referring to Jesus as Son of God existed with other figures. In Greek mythology, there was Hercules, and Roman emperors took on the title of Son of God. And the things that Jesus did too were done by many before. Healing was done throughout the Old Testament by the prophets. Casting out demons has been done in many faiths, and erring on the side of mercy is as old as humanity itself. And even those very important things that Jesus commanded us to do from his time to the second coming, those important practices of the church were also things that were done. Baptism, the idea of washing away sins or bathing yourself for renewal, was a common Roman practice. Even in our own faith, it wasn't Jesus who did it originally. It was John the Baptist. Tonight in the gospel, we heard the story of foot washing, something that we will do in a few minutes, something done by Christianity for the last 2,000 years. It was just a common practice in his day and age, a way to show hospitality to strangers. And a few weeks ago, when we heard from Rabbi Remsen talking about Passover, he rightly pointed out communion, while it may not have been a Seder meal, the reading we heard from Exodus tonight tells us that ritual meals existed long before Jesus. And even the new commandment, this thing that Jesus gave us in the gospel reading tonight, that new commandment, love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love one another, is really hardly an original statement. After all, love is one of the most basic feelings that human beings have. And yet, even though none of this was original or new, Jesus does do something with all of this. And that is that Jesus ties this together in a way that changed the world. Tonight is called Maundy Thursday. M-A-U-N-D-Y, not M-O-N-D-A-Y, while they may sound the same. Maundy comes from that Latin phrase, mandatum novum, the new commandment. Again, I give you a new commandment. As I have loved you, so you must love another. That is where we get tonight's name, Maundy, sending out, commanding. But loving one another is not just what Jesus told us to do. It's not just that he tells us to do as he, it is that he tells us to do what he has done. Jesus sets an example for us of love. And that is a very powerful statement. Because we can make a lot out of Jesus' life and death. We can make a lot out of Jesus' sacrifice and the humility that it without a doubt took. We can look at Christ's incarnation, becoming human, living God, living as one of us. We can look at Jesus' miracles and the amazing things done in his day. We can talk about Jesus' teachings and mercy. But in this passage from John, Jesus shows us love in a very different way. Jesus shows us love by serving and sharing. You know, in some ways, it's just so simple. It's too simple. In fact, sometimes it's so profoundly simple, we can't wrap our minds around it. And for all of the good intentions that Christians have, sometimes we just make it too hard. We serve, and boy do we serve. We do a lot of good as Christians. We do an incredible amount to support this world, going out and doing things. We start charities. We raise money for causes. We give to the poor. Wonderful things. And sometimes we do it from a distance. Quite often, in fact. We do it from an arm's length, putting an institution, or if nothing else, maybe a serving counter between us and those whom we serve. We serve, but maybe not quite with that same humility. The story of the washing of feet is told in the context of a larger narrative. And that larger narrative is the Last Supper, which we also commemorate this evening. The institution of communion, the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper. We heard St. Paul talk about it in 1 Corinthians this evening, reflecting back on those words that Jesus used as he gave his disciples this thing to do that the church still does. And when we come together for the Eucharist, we share. We share the Eucharist. We break bread with all who come through those doors. We see Christ in the bread and the wine, and we pride ourselves in our openness, but sometimes we fail to see Christ in the person at the rail next to us. And sometimes we fail, or even not want to, invite them to a meal outside of church. These rituals we do in the church are important. They are central to our faith life. They have profound meaning, layers upon layers of meaning. And we can find Christ literally in every way in them. In communion, Christ is present in the bread and the wine, his body and blood, but also just as present in the gathering together of the body of Christ, of all of you in Christian community, there is the body of Christ. And Christ is also present when we break bread together in fellowship on the other side of those doors. As Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, so Christ is present in those we serve, and Christ is present in our humility and in our service. Because that's the thing about Christ's presence. Christ is present at every single junction of our lives. Christ is found in both the sacred and the ordinary. And this is why, even though Jesus did nothing new, all of these things, by Christ's presence among us, are made new, are made whole. And so we are challenged. We are challenged in so many ways to find Christ, to seek and serve Christ. We are challenged to see Christ in the rituals of the church and to see Christ in our lives outside the church doors. And so let us treat each moment as though we were sharing it with Jesus, because we are. Amen.